The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
The radio 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:06 on AM 970 The Answer. Great to have you with us on AM 970 TheAnswer.com, YouTubing, Facebooking. David Park is here, Super Chef, already laid out. I want you to see if there are there's beer here, there's food. Like, I can't believe there's steaks, there's raw steak. There are, it looks like snails are here. We have a litany of food from one of the hottest chefs in the business, yet he comes in. He takes the time to come in to the Piscopo Show, and we love having you here. How are you,
I
man?
I love being here. How you doing?
Look, you get up early like this? You know, no sleep, though, last night. Come on. You just keep going, right? You're like the president. You just don't sleep.
I like what I do. I get up and go.
You're just on fire, man.
How sleep is overrated.
How's Chester?
Chester's great.
Just asking, huh?
Everything's man. Good out there. You know, what a great area, by the way.
You have respect for a guy, you know, and then you see the person that the guy's with, and you go, whoo, hey, this guy's doing all right. Hey, David Burke, the man, you're the man. Hey, David,
make my living with my hands.
Yeah. You know, every time I push
that's
you,
a little,
you every time I push out, you go a little bit further, man.
So, anyway.
Hey, so this is great. So what's going on? What are those snails you got there?
This is periwinkles.
What is it now?
Periwinkles, they're called. They're tiny little, they're like snails. You got to get them out with a little.
Oh, you pick them out? You pick them out of there?
You got to get in there with a little toothpick.
Oh.
See that? They hide now.
Where do you get
these? You know
why
you don't see these much?
Well, yeah.
They're too hard to eat.
Oh, is that right there? It's so funny.
Are they alive?
I just cooked them in the toaster oven.
Wow.
Beauty.
You put them in there, too, in the toaster oven. So they look like a... It's like
they look
a,
like snails. They're baby snails.
On a nice white plate, rectangle plate, are a bunch of what they look like tiny little snails. And then you take he's got a little stick and he's picking you pick up the inside of the, you get the inside of the snail.
I steamed him with beer. Today's National Pizza and Beer Day.
Thank my you favorite day. That. I know what I'm eating.
How appropriate that it's Justice Kavanaugh's first day at work.
How do you know? That's great. That is great. You think yeah, after you had a beer. So and you have a pizza? That's a pizza right
this
there?
This is the whitest pizza I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was cooked in a microwave.
That's great. That's all right.
It's still good. Anyway, the reason I bought the... So I had these as a sample because, you know, as a chef...
What are they called?
People from all over the country send us me samples to test things.
They do.
And then I... Like, for example, this is a... So are the periwinkles, which are possible to put on the menu because no one wants to work that hard to get a little bite.
Yeah, I'm already ready to let you
like a jeweler over there trying to get
a little piece there.
That's great.
Talk about a diet. Yeah, you can eat as many of those as you want.
I'd be 100 pounds in a week.
Ow, we got to get you a little jeweler, the little jeweler glass.
Hey, it looks good
little,
in there.
They're little hold jeweler on. Glasses. You know, like that. Oh, man, I'll have it fixed in a minute. Hold on. Let me call Glenn Parry up for a second. There you go. He got one out of it. There you go.
They're really good.
Wow.
And I just baked them in beer, a little salt and pepper.
You taste the salty.
This is a plate. You know, you make everything look so good. That's a beautiful plate. Nice white plate. And then you have a great piece of cut of meat.
Pot roast.
A pot roast right on top. Look at that. With a little piece of... Is that chicken right there?
No, that's a mushroom.
That's a mushroom that big?
Yeah, look at that.
That's like a whole mushroom. Look at that. Right. Beautiful mushroom. And I see what
pot
the
roast.
Remnants of a lobster hanging on
it. It's a surf and turf pot roast. Now, the key here
well
is
done. Well
my
done.
Friends at Allen Brothers. She sent me... Her name is Deborah Funk. She sent me samples of beef cheeks. Wagyu beef cheeks. This
I'm
is
sorry.
A cheek
do we
from
not? Do we want to know what the? You mean like
the cheeks?
You mean the cheeks?
Like this? No muscle. Never gets worked out. I mean, they eat, but there's no toughness. Complete, probably the most luscious piece of meat I've ever eaten.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
It's going on my menus. So we cooked it like pot roast. Here. You got to taste it.
I love you, man. David, come here. Here. Duracin. I got a Duracin in your hands because it's raw meat. And
ooh, I got another one.
But I got to tell you, though, that meat that you have from Allen.
Yeah, Allen Brothers. Yeah.
Is spectacular. But it really is very well done.
You got to taste. This is cooked all the way through.
Yeah.
But look at this.
Because I will taste that for sure because well done. Ooh, that looks good, actually. And by the way, that knife you have, those knives are spectacular.
Oh, that's from Harold.
But eat that. Taste that.
Where did we get the knives from, guys?
Just eat that. You will not have tasted a...
you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. That melts in your mouth. It's Joe, put that in your mouth.
Than a meatball.
It melts in your mouth. That is phenomenal.
I don't
know. So it's beef cheeks, but to sell it as a beef cheek... People get a little weirded out, so we roast it as a pot roast. It's still beef.
Why would they get weirded out?
I don't know.
Well, you say beef cheek sounds like something, another part of the body.
I don't think that way.
I had a girlfriend used to call me that, actually.
That's a compliment.
I'm only kidding.
Come on, tell me that's not good.
I'm going to get it. It's spectacular.
That melts in your
mouth. Do you sand that? Do you season that, rather?
Yeah, but, because it's salt, pepper. It's cooked in beer. This one is cooked in beer.
Oh, my God!
So we did it, like I said, we try to follow some of
that's
the theme
unbelievable.
Anyway. So this will be a dish that goes on Woodpecker Menu. David Burke Tavern reopens Thursday after renovation.
What we're calling it what now?
Tavern 62 is converted to David Burke Tavern.
Yeah,
very excited. Little facelift.
60 Second Street.
New menu, blah, blah, blah.
And the Naughty Bar. You got
Naughty
the
Bar
How'd
opened this weekend.
Naughty Bar, so it's Nauti, like nautical.
Yeah.
Naughty Bar, great.
And that's on the Driftwood Beach Club. That was phenomenal.
Did you jump in the pool? I saw the picture of you on the diving board.
I didn't.
Where's the pool? Is it in the?
It's right below the. It's right below the restaurant.
Oh, it's like the beach house is right there.
Yeah, you can't. Well, it's inside a resort, so you go in and you see people swimming in the pool, and you can look out at the beach. But
I love it.
So you're on the diving.
Naughty Bar is on the jetty.
Okay.
And the windows open, and the waves are crashing. I got a pizza oven out there. We do burgers, pizza.
So what do you do when we come down?
And you feel like you could be in Key West. You could be anywhere.
That is good. Right. So me and Mikey come down there with the band, and we come down there. If it gets cold,
indoors.
It's indoors.
Oh, yeah.
You can do it.
And they got a pizza oven to heat up.
They have a what?
It's indoors.
I got my mic right there. So when you go out, and generally, are you sitting outside in the summertime, though?
Right now, because it was a nice weekend. It was a volleyball tournament. There was 300 people.
This is great, David.
When it gets cold, we're gonna do the polar bear, the plunge. Before brunch,
Yeah, good.
There'll be lifeguards, half price. I'll be there.
I'll be jumping in there. It's one thing. I never understood anything. No. How did they jump in there in that freezing cold like that?
Well, we'll do some charity event for that, too. Yeah. It's something to do. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think it's spectacular.
Remember those people that used to lay over Times Square naked at 3 in the morning? They got to take a picture. Uh-huh. I mean, what do they do that for? It's something to do, right? It's like 400 people laying
if
down.
It's for charity, it's worth it, I guess. Sure, I would do that. So, and then the pizza,
I made the dough, and interestingly enough, I made the dough out of beer instead of water.
Wow.
The beer has the yeast in it.
Wait a minute.
So there's,
So tell us how you did that. Instead of putting water in, when you mixed it.
Pizza dough is water, flour, yeast, salt.
Yeah, yeah.
So we took but beer has yeast in it and water. So I made it's a beer dough.
Ow.
Oh, I'm in.
You're in your glory
you
over there.
You don't have to twist my arm. I'm in.
So, I mean, because I got to the restaurant and a pizza oven wasn't on, takes a couple hours.
Hey, what's that? Cupcakes over there, Dave? Is that what that is I'm looking at over there?
That's Harold showing up again.
What is that now?
Go ahead, throw it in there. There you go.
These are my pop. We're going to start making popovers at the David Burke Tavern. So these are popover fans. But I'm Indian giving them to you. Oh, I don't know if I can say that.
Indigenous people.
Indigenous people. Give and take. So I'm getting. See, I'm going to bring them back next week.
Is it Indigenous people summer? Indian summer? You can't say that. Wait. You're giving us
these
this?
This is my. I'm making popovers Thursday night.
This is so heavy.
Yeah, heavy gauge. Good stuff.
So this is David Burke.
This is my brand. It's
12 cup muffin pan we have. Look at this thing. It is beautiful, man. This is great.
But you don't get to keep that today. He's going to bring it back next week.
With popovers in it.
Yeah.
Not next week. Next week I'm in Vegas. Fine.
What are you doing? Are you putting a place in Vegas now?
I'm a keynote speaker for Holland America Executives.
Oh, this
is great. Yeah, so I gotta write a speech, too.
Oh, that I would like to see, though.
Yeah.
No, but you kind of have fun with that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how long you got to do it?
First three minutes, I don't say anything. I just stare at the audience. Yeah. Like this, like Rana Cruz.
What do you tell them? What do you
serve them? Beef cheeks.
Mostly inspirational stuff, business stuff, creative stuff, thought process.
Am I right? Come on,
Al, you smack
him.
He can do it. Hi, beef cheeks.
They'll all be like, what? And then they'll eat it, and they'll go, oh my god, we got to put this on the ship.
Yeah,
watch.
I'm telling you.
You know what?
That
you
is
never
phenomenal.
Think something was that good. And I've eaten cheeks. I like all of the kind of, but it's a Wagyu, so it's a higher fat content.
Right.
And when you braise it like that, I mean, it's like eating
it's like short ribs.
Beef milk.
How did you make when you have the short ribs and they're all melted down?
But better. But a greater butter.
David, how did you make these this morning? This morning. You cooked them. Did you go to the restaurant before you came here?
Yeah.
You did?
I called Carmine last night. I said, we need beef cheeks.
Where'd you go? To Woodpecker?
Woodpecker made these, yeah.
Great place.
The tavern, we're closed for renovation. So we'll be open.
So you are doing a complete facelift of tavern.
Not a complete, but a good one, and some new menu items, and we're going to open for lunch soon, only in the bar. Yeah, we got a lot of nice surprises coming. Yeah. I'll tell you more about it. But if please come by. Anyone out there, come on Thursday, Friday, and just say, you know, Jersey Joe. And we're going to treat you like gold.
I'm telling you, it was
great.
Is this
still going to be Humpty Dumpty themed?
He'll be around somewhere. I'm changing the art. We're painting the bar. I got all my glass balloons hung up. I got 18 blown glass balloons hanging on top
of the bar. Beautiful, man.
You're still going to have those ostrich eggs, though, aren't
they? Yeah, we're going to have some of that stuff. But, you know, and we've got some new talent. In the kitchen and in the front, so you know, it's just
yeah.
The name will be. We're gonna, you know, we just flipped the name from Tavern 62 by David Burke to David Burke Tavern. Simpler, easier to find. Google it.
But new talent, how do you do that, David? Because I mean, you hear of chefs? Someone
you know,
calls
you run
you?
Out. Yeah, you put the word out and you interview. You know, a lot of people want to work for well known chefs because it's a learning process. The more you learn, the more you're worth.
Yeah.
So you get young, ambitious chefs and managers that want to learn. They want to work and they want to be inspired.
You know what's amazing? The lifestyle of a chef. You don't realize that because I was in the clubs. It's very similar to me in the comedy clubs. We're all night long, man. You're working all night long. And then most of the day, you're just kind of zonked because you've been up all night. And then you crank it out the whole next night like
that. You get your second wind.
Yeah, man.
See, there's different stages of the chef life. So, you know, you get to the point where you do the late night, then like for myself, I got to get home by 12.
Now
I got to be home by 12 to get up early because a lot of my work is morning now. I got to plan the day out. But as the working chef who's in there making sure every plate is perfect, he's not home till 2 in the morning.
Is that a 12-hour shift for the chefs?
Chefs work. Average chef work week is 60. 55 to 60, and then this guy's doing 70, 80. Depends on the season. In December, you're working 6-7 days a week.
Oh, my God.
But then, you know, it's hot. Then it's the guy calls in sick, you're responsible.
Yeah,
you know, it's like you're a captain of a ship, so when you want to take a day off and the co-captain stayed out all night, you got to go.
I have such immense respect for you.
It's a passion. It's a lifestyle job. It's not a job.
So walk with me through this, because now you're doing the art of cuisine, and you do it better than anybody, David Burke. But then you got to do business. Now you got to get a business partner.
Yeah.
Now you got to think of the concept of a restaurant. And you're always thinking, it's 24-7, man. But you lived it. Look at you. Oh, yeah. You live for it, man.
You got to embrace all aspects of it. I mean, there's, and you know what? You learn as you get, you know, as you get a little experience under your belt that you can't sweat the little stuff.
Yeah.
The little stuff will make you crazy. It's details. You got to be detail-oriented.
Okay.
But the little stuff you can't.
I got a proposal, David. I love
you. And you need a little downtime with someone lovely once in a while.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I got to come with you to Chester, New Jersey.
Yeah.
So this is all great. And we got the Allen Brothers meet. We got the
wine dinners.
Oh, by the
up.
Way, the pots and the pans, you got to check out, David. But I have a proposal, David. The guy, the guy's like, is look. Oh, look at the way. Oh, show me that pot.
This was made in that pot.
Look at that. Yeah. Oh. This is all great. Here you go. Thank you. I'll hand it over here. Look at this. Is beautiful. I got to tell you what I have.
This is a casserole.
I'm holding a whole casserole. This is like a pan. And
with
this
a lid.
Look at it, David. Right, this is great with your picture on it, man.
So I have my a friend staying with me. He's going to be a chef for my St. Louis project. So he's at my house.
You
for
bring them to
a
your
week.
Home.
Well, yeah, the hotels are ridiculous. So he's going to stay at me. But he's got to work as much as I do. So he gets now. So he's here. So he looks. I said, go in the back room. We'll grab some pots and pans.
I love this.
And he goes, is it weird to see your face on stuff? I'm like, no.
I think it's great they do. But listen, this might
be... Unless it's a carton of milk.
David Burke, this is great. Professional weight, this is spectacular. All the things you're doing. Let's do an Italian restaurant somewhere.
How about I love Italian food.
We'll do it somewhere. Somewhere in New Jersey, we'll do an Italian restaurant. You know what? Because I know all the recipes, all the old-time recipes.
We Chester.
Wouldn't that be fun, huh?
Chester.
Somewhere?
Cindy's in the wine business, Cindy.
Yeah.
So there you go. Oh. But speaking of wine, we have a wine dinner on November 8th at the Garden City Hotel, Champagne.
Yeah, give us a breakdown. What's going on? What's going on? Where are we going?
Well, Naughty Bar's open. You got to see it. Fantastic. In Seabright.
Okay.
There's a wine dinner in Garden City Hotel. There's a Mondavi wine dinner there tonight and a Mondavi wine dinner at Woodpucket. They're pretty much sold out, but you know what? Stop by. You never know.
Wow,
November 8th, Garden City Hotel, Champagne and Wine. November 5th today, 15th, Beaujolais Nouveau. And that's at the Adelphi Hotel up in Saratoga. And again, Tavern, David Burke Tavern, formerly Tavern 62, opening Thursday. And Woodpecker is rocking and rolling. The brunch at Woodpecker. Yeah. And Woodpecker, Carmine's doing a great job over there. And, you know, we got some other stuff happening. And
it's mostly word of mouth. Woodpecker just jumping now.
You know what?
Young, hip people there, man. Huh?
You know, you got to have consistently good stuff.
Yeah.
And then people repeat word of mouth, et cetera, et cetera. So we're excited about everything that's happening.
David,
Naughty Bar, I'm very excited. I was making pizza with my brother out there.
That's great.
And there was me, my brother, and a guy named Tony. So and we the kitchen's built behind a bar. So there's 1,000 pounds of three guys. So we had a good time. And it was good. Even though it's work, it's a different element.
Yeah,
when you're sitting out by the ocean, even if you're working, it's like being on vacation.
I know, it's so true.
Anyways,
that's true.
That
David Burke right there. You can Google. Where can we find you online?
So ChefDavidBurke.com.
ChefDavidBurke.com. Yep. And thanks for retweeting everything, and we'll retweet it out. David Burke right here with Piscopo in the Morning. Thank you David.
Guys.
Thanks for all the trouble. Shelley Goldberg, thank you, sweetheart, for helping out. Piscopo in the Morning. Debbie's on the roads. We'll save some of this for you, Debbie.
Oh, please.
Debbie's checking traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe, and good morning to you, too. David, let's see what's happening right now as we head over to the inbound GWB. Waiting about an hour because of earlier problems. Lincoln Tunnel 25, Holland, that's going to cost you about 35 minutes in. Stop and go traffic on 280 East, exit 13 with a collision in Newark. 684 South, heading down toward exit 4, an accident there. And it's kind of busy on the southbound New York State Thruway, getting down toward exit 16 with a collision over in the left lane. Now, problems continue as you take a ride to the Sawmill southbound down through Yonkers with an accident. And it looks like a serious accident for you over on the Southern State Parkway eastbound at Straight Path. A car went right into a construction vehicle, so do expect some delays over there as well. Traffic is moving slowly on the westbound BQE at the Brooklyn Bridge. It's an accident investigation continuing over there as well. And we're still seeing delays on 287 North, exit 26, getting up toward Basking Ridge with a collision there as well. Checking in on the forecast. Clouds today, high of 78. Tomorrow afternoon, sunshine with a high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh is happy we gave the Democrats what they wanted.
This is the last card the Democrats had to play. This FBI investigation, it's it. This is all they've been calling for now the last 3 weeks, so give it to them. This is better that it worked out this way. We gave the Democrats their last bone. It's a good move.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program, weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11, on AM 970. The Answer.
If you're feeling run down and you don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and once you start taking Balance of Nature, you'll feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have less aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Call Balance of Nature, 1-800-2468-751, and use the promo code The Answer for 35% off your first month supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code The Answer. Good health is only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. Use the promo code The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us for the first time is the Speaker of the New York State Assembly, Carl E. Hastings. Tell us about Raise the Age.
Before we changed the law last year, New York and North Carolina were the only two states who prosecuted 16 and 17-year-olds as adults. And a 16 or 17-year-old, they can't drive, they can't vote, they can't defend this country, they can't smoke. So if we're saying in that vein, they're not responsible enough, so why would we want to, if they made a mistake or did something wrong, hold them to the same standards as an adult? We found there's a higher incidence of young people becoming career criminals when they're sent through the adult criminal justice system.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm opening an Italian restaurant. David Burke presents. There's a good. David Burke presents Joe Piscopo's in Frankie Five Boroughs.
Wise Guys.
Oh, yeah. And
a Jewish Italian restaurant.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Tell me more while I'm eating these beef cheeks.
Yeah. And you know, we could do in Atlantic City, which is a great idea.
That'd be great.
Which great idea. Hey, it's Joe on the radio, and thank you, David, for taking the time. 825 on AM 970, The Answer. We'll get into the news of the day, and we're going to break it all down for you. Right now, I want to tell you about Rhino Shield, because I told you about Rhino Shield, how I Rhino Shielded my house, and it looks like it's freshly painted every single day. It's a long-lasting 25-year coating that gives the appearance of fresh paint, and it means you never have to paint your house again. It will not chip. It does not flake. It won't peel. It completely bonds to wood, to brick, to stucco, aluminum, block, or vinyl. Go on anything. And someone's laughing. They said, they're like, when I put it on my hair, I should Rhino Shield my hair, please. They even have a coating that encapsulates rust so it will never bleed through again. And I tell you what, when I put Rhino Shield on my home, I knew it would be good because I remember John Gambling, the great John Gambling, telling us about Rhino Shield. Remember, we would always hear John talk about it. And then when I started talking about it, very proud to carry on that tradition, and Susan said, let me come out to your home, and she did, I never thought it would be this great. So I could just put it on my house, and then I could spray insect spray. I could put anything on the house. It doesn't affect the Rhino Shield. It's so strong, and you get a 25-year transferable warranty. See for yourself, and just call Susan, please. You can save yourself thousands of dollars. Here's the number for Rhino Shield, 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608, or go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Let it rip, Big Al. Let's get this morning started. 827 on AM 970, The Answer. This was so funny. I was at the Saccone Theater, and I walked in, and everybody was there for Dominic Cianese. So I walked in, and they kind of cheered. Hey, here's Joe. It was great. So I shook hands. I went right down the line. I shook everybody's hand, took pictures, had a great time. And one gal walks over to me with her husband. She goes, you are so handsome. I go, oh, thank you. She goes, but you got to let your hair go gray. It's a little too much. Ooh. A little too much, you know, because girls always say that. They always go, they like when you gray it out. But I always see, every time I see, I think if you're a really good-looking guy and you gray your hair, it looks okay. And I'm not that. I'm more a character. No, I'm a character guy. And you know, with the gray, and it makes you look tired. It makes you tired. So I keep the shoe polish in my hair.
Look great.
No, thank you. And I think Susan from Rhino Shield should have a Rhino Shield hair thing. So it's all one even color. Can we do that for sure? But as soon as I should have known something when this guy walked up and said, you look great. And
you know the other shoe's about to drop. Exactly.
But you got to let your hair gray a little bit. Get gray a little bit. Hey, Mike Gallagher coming up after the news with Al right now. Mike Lindell as well. Dr. Jeannie Zeno, Johnny Tobacco is with us as well. And you know what, Frankie, we should touch on the news. It was great to see Judge Kavanaugh take the oath in the White House ceremony yesterday, and that the president apologized to the Kavanaugh kids, to the judge's wife, and to the judge himself, apologized for all that he went through. And I don't understand, I'll say this once, I say this a thousand times, how people get so upset in Washington going and screaming and I'm just assaulting politicians and yelling, And they you and I know, as sure as I'm behind this microphone, that it was all a concerted effort. They had nothing, and they fabricated this sexual assault allegation against Brett Kavanaugh. It was a fabrication. And you could see it, and as it went on, I felt bad for this gal because she was so used. I think women should be so, and the women I talked to are more upset that the Democrats used this Dr. Ford. They used her, they outed her, and they used her, and it failed miserably. Yet they doubled down on it. And once they start to say, now they're going to impeach, going through an impeachment of Judge Kavanaugh, why can't they go and travel the inner cities of the United States, join together with Donald Trump and rebuild the inner cities? Why can't they help with the infrastructure situation? Come up with, why can't they create jobs and concentrate on getting Apple here? And all, you know, and for Donald Trump and for Curtis Ellis and for Larry Kudlow and Peter Navarro to know how China has got this, talk about concerted effort to take over the world economically and in a military fashion as well. Why can't the Democrats come up with an initiative to help that, you know, where we could be more manufacturing back, for example, just as a start? It's everything to take down the president. But then I was thinking about when Bill Clinton was doing a great job as president. They couldn't stand it. So what did they do? They found something. And it was the Republicans the same way. It's like a sport down there, Washington.
Yeah, I think you put your finger on the problem, Joe, is that partisanship is toxic, right? And people, they treat political parties like sports teams, right? And you're not supposed to say, oh, I'm a Republican. I got my Republican shirt on. We're going to root for all the Republicans to win. No, you're supposed to work with everybody for the betterment of society.
But even now, to your point, to use a sports analogy, I can remember the old Yankee Stadium. I'll be out there tonight, and when I was there last time, I'm looking around saying, my, this is nice. And if I see a Red Sox, a logo or someone's got a Red Sox, I have respect for Red Sox Nation, you know. I have respect for the legendary Fenway Park. You know, I don't hate the Red Sox. Back in the day, we did. There were fights. It was over a sporting team. But in politics, there just seems to be Congressman Peter King. We talk about Dan Donovan, Lee Zeldin, other bipartisan politicians who do what's best for their constituents. That just that doesn't happen in politics. But I think it goes back as far as we could remember.
I don't think. I mean, the last time I think it was this bad was in the run up to the Civil War, where you had members of Congress literally beaten to death on the floor of the House. The last time I think it was this bad. I don't think. And there's a many reasons for it.
I'm embarrassed. People were beaten to death on the floor.
Yeah, a member of Congress.
Wow. They just like
with
attacked
a cane.
Them. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, listen, not that bad yet.
It's getting there. Why am I laughing? Is it so? And no one stopped it? Apparently not.
Again, I'll look into what happened in this specific incident, but they didn't stop him until after this poor guy got beaten to death. So
on the floor, it's like when you see in the other countries where they fight each other. South Korea, is it South Korea? Wherever they go, they all fight each other.
Well, I think that's actually becoming more common around the world for a lot of the same reasons that led to the election of Donald Trump. And it's very interesting. This presidential election that we're seeing in Brazil take place now is, I think, very possibly a preview of what we're going to see in 2020. Right. So it appears pretty certain that Donald Trump's going to be the Republican nominee. The Democrats have an identity crisis, and the Democrats are going to have to choose: do they go with an establishment Democratic politician like a Joe Biden,
yeah,
or somebody that's an outsider but is more in line with globalist establishment policies like a Mike Bloomberg, or do they go with a left-wing style populist like a Bernie Sanders or an Elizabeth Warren? If they go with a Warren or a Sanders, Joe, then I think what we see now, where you have a right-wing populist in Brazil versus a left-wing populist, is very much a preview of what we're going to see here in 2020. Because the global elites, with free trade agreements, with immigration and cheap labor, and this is what Tucker Carlson's book, Ship of Fools, is all about, with borrowing money from China to allow people to buy Chinese products, with offshoring, manufacturing, it has led to a condition where people feel like they don't have a meaningful stake in the process. And that's why Trump and Sanders stepping into that vacuum really resonated with people. And I'll tell you, I don't know if you saw this, but Bill and Hillary Clinton are going on a 13-city tour now. That is the best possible thing politically for Donald Trump.
I agree.
Because the only thing better for Trump is if the Bushes also go on a tour. Because it reminds people that Trump's election, while he hasn't done everything right, it was very much a repudiation of the Clinton and the Bush era of you know, establishment politics by dynastic families.
Yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right, Frankie Five Boroughs. Right on the money, as usual. Piscopo in the morning. It's 8:34. And, you know, Mike Gallagher is going to join us live. Mike Lindell as well. We got a Dr. Jeannie Zano. Forget about it. Right now, Big Al has put the meat down.
Well, it's in my belly already.
And so, by the way, it was...
That meat was fantastic.
Here we go. Here we go.
Congressman Preston Brooks, Democrat of South Carolina, used a walking cane to attack Senator Charles Sumner, Republican of Massachusetts, for a speech that Sumner had given a couple of days earlier. The beating did not kill him. It nearly killed him.
He beat him on the floor of Congress right there with the cane.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Frankie. But we verified it. He did not kill him. Okay,
yeah, he survived.
He's got a beaten, as they say. 8:35, Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
69 degrees at 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD trying to find the man who attacked a woman in the elevator of an East Village building. Happened at East 20th Street and Avenue C just after 8 a.m. Monday morning. Police say a 42-year-old woman was going into the building. When a man followed her, he groped her on an elevator, pulled her out, then got on top of her. The woman started yelling. The man ran off. NYPD has released images of the man and is hoping the public can help identify him. New Jersey incumbent Senator Bob Menendez holding a healthy lead among Hispanic voters over challenger Bob Hugin in the Garden State. According to the Telemundo television network, Democrat Menendez leading Republican Hugin 57% to 20% among likely Hispanic voters, with 19% of respondents still undecided. A recent poll by Stockton University reports that in an overall survey of likely voters, Menendez only leads by 2 percentage points. In sports, Yankees hoping to regroup after getting crushed by the Red Sox last night. They lost 16-1 with starting pitcher Luis Severino only lasting 3 innings. Boston's Brock Holt hit for the first cycle in postseason history. The Bombers now down 2-1 in the best of 5, and the ALDS will continue tonight in the Bronx. Yankees starting pitcher CC Sabathia. Islanders shut out the Sharks 4-0. Monday Night Football, Saints over the Redskins 43-19. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Out on the island, Southern State eastbound ramp to the Sagdacos, an accident over there. Traffic is still moving slowly this morning as you take a ride to the eastbound side of the Gowanus up by the Prospect, westbound side of the BQE. That's still stop and go at the Brooklyn Bridge with an accident still being cleared from early this morning. College Point Boulevard still closed with an accident investigation by 30th Avenue. And watch for delays on the LIE eastbound up by Francis Lewis Boulevard, a crash taking one lane there. Inbound GWB 35, Lincoln 25, Holland about 40, over on 280 eastbound. Exit 13, a crash, and traffic slowing down on the southbound thruway down by exit 16 with an accident in the process of clearing. And over on 684 south, exit 4 into Bedford, a collision there as well. Clouds today, high of 78. Sun tomorrow, high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Hiring? Try ZipRecruiter. Unlike most job boards, ZipRecruiter finds candidates for you and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. Smartwaytobuy.com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:40 right now. Mike Gallagher live in the studio. You don't use earbuds? Use earbuds.
Yeah, because the bald spot, if there's a headphones on top of my bald spot, I think it expands it.
No.
I'm very ashamed of my bald spot. By the way, this is a big week for me. Can I tell you what a big week it is?
Please.
There's a rumor. There's going to be a really handsome, charismatic, talented, popular, successful guest on Frank Morano's show this weekend.
But I'm going to have you on also.
Hey, I want to tell you.
Nicely done. I'm excited. I'm going to be on Frank's show this weekend.
You'll pre-record it.
I'm getting up in the morning. Are you kidding me?
You are going to hear Mike as you've never heard him.
This is unplugged. Unchained.
Oh, you can
Mike
do it?
Gallagher, unchained.
Look out, Eric Metaxas and Kevin McCullough.
And I have to thank Mike. I have to thank Mike publicly on the air. Yesterday, he comes to me. He parked in the MYP spot that we normally park, but I knew that there was a street fair that was going on. And I said to Mike, because he was all excited, he's like, oh, I got a spot. I said, you better move your car. You're going to be trapped there until 3 in the afternoon.
And by the way, when I left yesterday at 1 o'clock, you were so right. That whole, all of Broadway blocked off for these.
You can't move.
It's the same boots like that
Elitist parkers? Frank, you and I are in a lot.
Right.
Where did you park? Oh, that's right. You took the bus. Took the bus.
So I told Mike to move his car, that he should move it because he'll be stuck. So he moved it. He comes in and hands me an envelope with gift cards to Dunkin' Donuts. Now, you didn't have to do that.
But I just want to help you out. No, it was great that you did that because I'd have been trapped. I don't know what you do. What would I have done? I've been stuck for all day.
I got trapped once before.
You said you maneuvered down. You couldn't have gotten through Broadway.
No,
I couldn't have.
I did it. I just blew my horn and started
It would have looked like the Portland, Oregon Antifa protest.
They got NYP plates. They could park anywhere in the world. There was a problem?
Not anywhere. No.
But these idiotic street fairs, which, why they would happen on a Monday.
It
is the worst thing in the world.
I missed that. They had the parade yesterday.
Well, the parade is, that's one thing. That's great. But these street fairs, they do it on 6th Avenue. They do it down here on Broadway. And by the way, it's the same, not to take away from these hardworking people who are trying to make a living.
It's
gyros and fake sunglasses.
Car chargers.
Deep fried Oreos.
If you're lucky, there's a stand that sells Buddhas. That's really unique.
That'll be
eclectic. I love the belts.
Yeah, the belts. I mean,
who's walking around going, you know, I need a leather belt.
How much are the belts?
I don't see Joe Piscopo going down buying a belt from the street fair.
I don't even see him.
You know what was unsettling today? I got out of the cab because I take cabs. I don't have the NYP plate, so I take cab. But there were the homeless people around the building. The homeless people down here on Wall Street. It's Wall Street. And then there was one. And then there was one right there. And then there's another one. They're all in the doorway.
I told
doorways.
You the knife fight I witnessed at Burger King a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I told you that story right across from the Port Authority. And that block is so dangerous. And I keep – it's so funny. You stumble over the same poor, wretched people that are laying there sleeping. And you think, how can they not – and I'm not trying to be a bleeding heart here, but how do you not reach out to those people?
Like the lady that walks around, she walks around Wall Street yelling, spewing profanities.
Right.
Pushing a baby carriage without a baby in it.
Right.
Have you seen all that?
I walked past her this morning.
She every foul word spewing it out.
I give her the look.
But why? No.
No, she doesn't say anything because I give her the look. Like, don't even.
But why not? Isn't there, when Mayor Giuliani was mayor, he really got people out and he stopped that. Why doesn't, and this mayor, when he's in the gym stretching in the butterfly stretch,
no,
and someone says, "What about the homeless?" He goes, "I'm working out." Mike, yeah. Really?
This is a disconnect he has, and I just love it when a liberal Democrat who's a person of the people is utterly oblivious to this very real problem that we New Yorkers face every day. And I told you, I used to carry around a wad of singles, and I just hand out singles to everybody. I mean, your heart goes out to people, but these days, some of them are so violent. You give them $1, then they want 10, and they're gonna punch you in the mouth if you don't get a $10 bill. These people need help. They don't need to be laying on the sidewalk. There's a guy that has been lying on the sidewalk,
lying.
He's been lying on the sidewalk by my apartment 3 years. It's the same guy, 3 years, sores all over his feet.
Oh, Lord.
He's in a car, literally sleeping on a piece of cardboard. Now, over 3 years, we got the finest police department in the world.
Yep.
They don't notice him. They don't say something. They can't get a social worker there. They can't. I understand people say, well, a lot of these people want to be there. I get that. That's mental illness. You try to help. Right. We spend, my goodness, I'm 53%. I'm getting to get me started here. 53% tax rate to be a Manhattanite. 53% for city, state, and federal taxes.
What do you get
and
for
none
it?
Of that yeah. goes towards helping people. Yeah. They're laying on the sidewalk for,
Mike,
3 years.
Why are you fired up? Let me switch too, because I look to you as a mentor. What when I'm on the radio, and I can't, well, I can't, I try to explain, and I was off yesterday, and then the weekend came, and the whole Kavanaugh thing unfolded, and he was confirmed, and it's monumental, and historic, and I'm proud to be an American when they say, yes, Kavanaugh's through. How do you explain, how do you verbalize the concerted effort, the takedown of what they did with Dr. Ford? How do you say, because you and I could say to you, I could say, boy, what they did to that poor woman, that was more an assault on women than anything. Yet you get people cackling and assaulting and running after people like they're convinced. Now, they're probably paid protesters is what they are.
They've confirmed that. Many of them are. Joe, it's good versus evil. This is a good, we're in an existential battle between good and evil. The things that are being said about Kavanaugh and Republicans and conservatives, the Google executive who said F you all to hell and all, if that's an executive at Google. Yeah. Now, if a conservative said that about liberals, how long do you think the conservative would be working at a company like Google, one of the biggest companies in the world? There are no apologies. I mean, this is continually happening, and all I can say is if we fall asleep and we lose the House or the Senate on November the 6th, we're in big trouble.
Yeah.
You know, because this president is going to finally face the brick wall that we've been dreading, because he's been getting so much done. There has been so much accomplished, so much policy achievement. We saw the great Mike Lindell. You know, he's in the halls.
We're going to get to hang out with Mike.
He's a guy who said from day one, this man is going to be one of the greatest presidents we've ever had, but there's such a viciousness directed. And, Joe, it transcends political differences.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
evil. Some of this stuff is evil. Did you see the video of the protesters outside the Supreme Court trying to get into the Supreme Court?
It was
and the
comical.
One woman,
it's it was like, comical.
But it's sick. It's not only comedy, but
barbarians
at the gate.
Was she trying, knowing the camera was on, or is she really? Because that woman, they're banging. If you're listening in, Mike and I are talking about
this video.
Banging.
It was like the Wizard of Oz, like the doors of Oz, those huge, massive doors, and they're banging and they're wailing and they're screaming.
They must know they're on camera.
Well, no, I don't. No, they're lost in the moment. They're goofy. These are nutty people. In Portland yesterday, Antifa protesters.
Banging
on some elderly man's door car, and he's trying to drive through, and they're screaming, "I'm going to kick your butt, and I'm going to kill you, MF." And these are. And the police in Portland are a block away looking at it all. They're not doing anything. And I'm thinking, are protesters in Portland a different? I don't think the NYPD would put up with that. You don't steer traffic around in the streets of Manhattan if you're a protester.
Yeah, yeah. Commissioner O'Neill said on the show that the NYPD will not stand down.
Listen, we got to fight, Joe. We got to fight. And there's a fighter on my show today at 10:30, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who wrote the book, Why We Fight.
Yeah.
And boy, has there ever been a more perfectly titled book for the times we're living in, with Kavanaugh and all that we're up against. We'll talk to Dr. Gorka at 10:30 today. He'll be on Skype. We got some great things planned. So we got a busy day to rock and roll. And you keep it up, too, because, Joe, every single morning I'm driving in listening to you guys. You're calm. You're rational. You're balanced. You know, the only thing you don't do is smack around that Jeffrey Lyons enough, but I won't hold that against you. I still get email about Jeffrey Lyons. Boy, what?
I know.
But, yeah, boy, what he's...
They are liberal to a fault, and you. I don't know that you could ever convince him. Cory Booker, watch this, runs to me tick off.
Did you
most
see him
of the
on the porch yesterday?
Yeah.
In the rain?
Yeah. But
go ahead. Go
Cory.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to say to him when I see him, because it's like out there. And then I think he's pandering, I think, to this wacko left.
Well, he wants to run for president in 2020. And please, can we all pray here on a Tuesday morning? Let Cory Booker and Donald Trump be on a debate stage together. Please, dear God. God, let that happen. Or Elizabeth Warren. Yeah. Or, I mean, who are they going to put up against him in 2020?
Now. There's nobody now.
I mean,
somebody's got to sneak in, because there is not one person now that could beat this
Maybe
president.
Alexia, whatever.
Oh, I'll let you go, Mike. We'll let you go. But Melania in Africa.
And looking beautiful in that stunning white pith helmet, which, by the way, they said was racist. Now I'm watching. Here we go again with the craziness.
So what should the color be?
I don't know. It's not the color. I think it's the
what
fact that it's a helmet.
Color. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, I don't get it. She got to wear a helmet. What difference does it make what
Chartreuse?
Color it is?
You know, what is it, the white helmet?
But no.
Is that what it was, the color of the helmet?
They don't give her any credit. She's doing a great job.
If she's a Democrat, she's on every women's magazine cover in the world. Yeah. She's on Vogue. Yeah. They don't touch her.
You look good in salmon, speaking
this
of fashion.
Salmon, my salmon polka dot.
I love it.
You know, I'm no Kevin McCullough, but man, I am doing my best.
Mike Gallagher, 10:05 on AM 970. The answer. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for taking the time.
Debbie,
happy Tuesday, Mike. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. TheAnswer.com. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Happy Tuesday. And let's see what's happening right now as we head outside and take a look at the West Side Highway southbound into 158th Street. An accident was finally cleared. We're still seeing some stop and go traffic this morning as you take a ride to the Cross Bronx West, heading out toward 3rd Avenue. Alternate side parking rules are back in effect. Expect some stop-and-go traffic on College Point Boulevard out by 30th Avenue. It's an ongoing accident investigation. LIE eastbound to Francis Lewis Boulevard. That's a collision. And we're still seeing delays over on the Southern State Parkway. The Southern State Parkway is still very busy westbound, getting out toward Bethpage State Parkway. Looks like eastbound, an accident being cleared through that stretch as well. If you're heading inbound at the GWB, still holding on to a delay here of about 35 minutes. Over at the inbound Lincoln, that's 25 Holland, still about 40 minutes into town. And traffic is moving slowly for you as you head over to 23 southbound, getting down to our Cutlass Road on the border of Kinnelon and Riverdale. It's an accident blocking a couple of lanes. And 287 North exit 26, getting up toward Basking Ridge, a collision there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaim on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh is happy we gave the Democrats what they wanted.
This is the last card the Democrats had to play. This FBI investigation, it's it. This is all they've been calling for now the last 3 weeks, so give it to them. This is better that it worked out this way. We gave the Democrats their last bone. It's a good move.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program, weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11, on AM 970. The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for, a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying, it's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Cyber criminals can attack your laptop, tablet, or smartphone without warning and without you even knowing. Or they can steal your identity and you may not realize until it's too late. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now includes the power of Norton Security to help protect your identity and your devices. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect a range of threats to your identity, like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security protects against online threats like ransomware or malware. And if there's a problem, LifeLock with Norton has agents who will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security provides more detection and more protection against cyber threats. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use the promo code MEDVED for an additional 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. That's LifeLock.com and promo code MEDVED for 10% off and a $25 Amazon gift card. Terms apply.
Oh, wow. Look at the calls. I am so sorry.
We'll go to the calls. 877-970-2999 in New Jersey. Call collect. Not really. But thank you. We'll go to the calls in a second. I want to tell you about Perillo Tours. When I say Mr. Italy, what comes to mind? To me and my family, Mr. Italy was, without a doubt, Mario Perillo. The Perillo family has been operating top quality tours to Italy for 74 years. Now, Steve Perillo is now the head of Perillo Tours, and he's a great guy. And we keep talking, we're going to do this whole Italy package. Can I tell you some of the things you could do with Perillo Tours? How about the popular 14-day Italy North Classic Tour? Rome, Sorrento, Vide Mare quanto bello. Come on, Florence, Venice, Milano. In one wonderful tour, you will see the heart of Italy and come home with memories that last a lifetime. Join Steve Perillo, my friend, on a stress-free escorted vacation where you do not lift a finger. Now, be among the first 10 people to request a brochure today and receive a bottle of Botticelli Premium Quality Italian Extra Virgin Olive Oil. That's a $10 value, courtesy of Botticelli Foods, the art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household, please. Go to BotticelliFoods.com to see their full line. In the meantime, call for, please, the Perillo 2019 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO. We're going. But you got to call Steve, and you got to check it out. This is, you go to Italy, you got to go the Perillo way. 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
I got to have a reason.
It's the marathon man, Joey Lumberg, from the Weather Answer Desk. Joe, weather-wise today, how we doing? Pretty good, huh?
Clouds now, then some sun later. It gets warm. It gets humid. We're in the upper 70s. Oh, if you like that, one more day just like it tomorrow.
I love
near
it.
80 with some sunshine.
Gosh, I love it. And the weekend, what's the weekend looking like, Joe?
Weekend's going to be cool, but dry. Some sunshine. We'll probably be in the upper 50s Saturday and then low 60s on Sunday. It's going to be cool, but dry. Typical fall weather.
You know, I love about you, you're not even sore from the biking 100,
like, that's not
200
clear.
Miles.
I am sore.
Are you sore a little bit today?
Yes, I am a little bit sore. I'm getting a massage this afternoon. I can't wait. My body screaming, I need help.
But no, like Advil, no Tylenol, nothing.
No, none of that stuff.
You're an animal. Joey, I love that. You're an inspiration, Joe Lumberg. Thank you, my friend.
Keep going. Yeah, Stay young, my friend.
That's
Stay
it.
Young.
Don't keep moving. Don't stop. 8:57. Let me go to Debbie in Jersey. Debbie, good morning. Sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind this morning, Debbie? And thank you for calling AM 970.
Good morning,
the answer.
Joe.
How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I was listening to you, and I heard you talking about Corey Spartacus Booker.
Uh-oh.
Well, much more egregious than that statement was when he said, guilt or innocence doesn't matter.
You're right.
It's his temperament.
You're right.
And maybe he's not the man you thought he was.
Yeah, maybe not.
But this is a senator, a U.S. senator.
I know. Debbie, you know what? Thank you. Yeah, I do know. And I'm guilty as charged, and thank you. I wish I had an argument. I do not have an argument. I don't know because, you know, when someone's really just on the opposite side and diametrically opposed to you and your political outlook, I like to just say, okay, well, let's talk this out. But when they get on camera, they sometimes get crazy. And I don't have an argument for you, Debbie. You're absolutely right. Guilty as charged. Something to reconsider, I suppose. 877-970-2999. But you know what we're going to do when we come back? Mr. Mike Lindell, founder and CEO of the MyPillow Company, a great man. a true man of faith, a great patriot, will join us live in the studio. Mike Lindell, you don't want to miss that. Also, Dr. Jeannie Zeno. We love Jeannie, and she's coming with us in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Radio Piscopo with Frankie Five Burrows and Big Alan Debbie, and we are coming right back at you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.